to the Rockman Show. It's time for Rockman to give his opinions, his views, and his thoughts on life and rock. So grab a beer, buckle in, and get ready to rock!
How you guys doing? It's been a bit. Not really that long ago. Took last week off. Was busy. Was in Seattle. The land of grunge. Which I'll talk a little bit about that trip here in a minute. But what you just heard was Burn It All Away from a band called Razzoo. For some reason, I thought about the Big Ragu on Laverne and Shirley. But I don't know. Razzoo. What is that? But, good song. They can play music. At least the one song. I gotta do a little bit more deep dive on them. One of those bands I found on YouTube tonight, you know, prepping for the show. Kind of a cool cover. Kind of this guy just in a suit burning. Yeah, like in this like old Roman city or something like that. I don't know. I'm not sure where they're from or nothing like that, but hey, if you like it, check them out. Other than that, I'm done. I mean, maybe I'll find more. I don't know.
Hi, Rockman.
Yeah, what's up?
Why don't you play any Johnny and the Jockstraps?
No one gives a fuck about Johnny and the Jockstraps.
Fuck you, motherfucker. You're gonna pay for that.
Pay what? What is your deal, dude?
Mark my words. You'll pay.
Oh, God. Here we go. Here we go again. John's on his rag. He's been on the rag ever since Genghis and I did the one show. Not sure what's going on there, but I don't really fucking care either. So anyway, man, I've been busy. There has been a lot going on. Like I said, last week was in Seattle. And saw the Wino. The Wino got remarried. Not that you guys probably remember him. He's been gone for a while, but he tied the knot once again. So good for him. Got a great wife there. Really nice woman. So I took my girl out there. We fucked around, did 10 breweries. Forget about that. All right, before we dive into my Seattle trip, I'm in the land of grunge, and you know I can't stay in Nirvana. So why don't we play one of my bands from that era? How about a little Soundgarden?
Keep the movie rolling.
Haven't heard that in a while, man. And totally cool to go back and see the video. Chris Cornell with the long hair, right before they, you know, broke with the next record, The Great Unknown, or whatever it was called, with Spoon Man, all that other stuff. And then after that, I kind of checked out. That's what happened with a lot of those grunge bands. They came out with some good records in the beginning, and then, I don't know, just kind of got boring. I didn't like the songwriting anymore, and luckily, metal started kind of making a comeback. So, we didn't have grunge more than, I think, 5 years or so. But some of the bands have stayed around. I mean, of course, Soundgarden's gone with Chris Cornell. How can you carry on? Though there are rumors that they were trying to do a reunion. And I heard that they were the band that was the holdout for the Ozzy tribute, wanting too much money. I don't know if that's true or false. Sharon Snerver came out and said, yeah, it was Soundgarden. I mean, there was rumors it was Tool, but I don't know. To be honest, if Soundgarden comes back, I don't care. I mean, even if Cornell was still alive, I don't think I'd really care that much. I mean, the guy's very talented, great vocalist, but was never a big enough fan to where like, oh God, I gotta go. You know, I think maybe the only band from that era would be Alice in Chains. If Lane Staley was still alive, they would be a band I'd want to check out. And I have checked them out after Lane passed, and they were boring as fuck. Sounded great sonically. One of the best live bands I've heard in a long time, but man, just so boring. I was falling asleep trying to watch the show. I'm like, guys, do something. Don't just sit there. What are you doing? You know, you don't have your flannels on anymore. You can move around the stage now. All right, I'm in a grungy mood. I want to play some Alice in Chains. I'm going to mention one more band that I got to say that I've checked out some of their stuff in the last year or so, and I'm like, wow, they're actually putting out some decent music. All right, let's do some Alice in Chains. I stay away. Gotta say, that's one of my favorites from them of all time, off the Jar of Flies record. Just a cool song, a bit different from what they had been doing. I really dig it. Great song. So the last band I'm gonna bring up in this grunge series is gonna be Pearl Jam, and they were one that when they came out, I kind of gravitated to them. I gotta say, I liked them. So the top grunge bands for me, out of, like, you know, big names and stuff like that, would be Soundgarden, first few records, Alice in Chains, and Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's one of those ones where I liked about 3 to maybe 4 records and then fell off. Just got bored. But for some reason, I don't know if it was like on my YouTube algorithm or what, that it came up and a video came up. It's like, I'm curious. It's been a long time since I've heard this band. And I liked it. The song I heard, I really dug. I was like, shit, that's It's actually pretty good. I wasn't motivated to go check out the whole record, but I put the one song on my Spotify. It's very cool. So I checked out tonight. I checked out one that came out in 2024. I think the record's called Dark Matter or something like that. And I found a song called Won't Tell. So I tell you what, we'll do the trifecta with grunge, which I never thought I'd do on a show, but why not? Let's do a little Pearl Jam, a little PJ.
But a secret grin. And I always had one question, free of all suggestion. Do I stay or keep it in? You can find me here, waiting for your message to come. Can you hear and feel the change in my heart?
Cake of grunge tonight. Kind of fun and kind of cool to see, you know, how like Pearl Jam, a band like that, is doing at this stage. I know Alice in Chains has put out actually some pretty good stuff as well. There's a song that the Metal Munchkin and I always love. We go to California, we listen to a song called Check My Brain. Now I gotta play another song. All right, let's do it. Check My Brain by Alice in Chains. I'm done. I promise. Unless something else pops in my head. So back to Seattle. Hadn't been in about 4 years. And my buddy the Wino lives out there, like I just mentioned. And he got remarried. So the girl and I got on a plane and we headed to Seattle. And it was kind of cool because we were given tickets from a friend of mine to go see the Mariners. Not that I'm a Mariners fan, but it's kind of, I mean, a lot of people go to ballparks all over the United States and like, oh, I'm going to see that team and just go to this different park. Even if you're not a fan of that team, you're a fan of baseball, it's fun to enjoy. So not that I'm that much of a fanatic, but if I have the opportunity to go to a stadium, then why not? Why not? I went to the Red Sox stadium here, Fenway Park, back in July. No game. We just did a tour. But this was cool because we get these tickets. They were free tickets from a guy that kind of works for him and stuff like that. So it was very cool. I don't know the guy, but thank you, dude. But anyway, we're watching the game. And my buddy and I are talking. The Wino and I have not seen each other in person in probably 3 years. The last time I saw him was the Metallica thing. And you heard him on the show. We were all inebriated. There were pizza on the head. There's lots of stuff going on in this little party house with my friends Dave, Lauren, Ali, and the Wino. So that said, we're sitting and we're talking. We're watching the game. We're talking. Next thing I know, this asshole in front of us turns around and says, "Hey, can you guys stop talking so loud? I can't concentrate on the game." And I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" I'm like thinking to myself, if you go to a baseball game, football game, basketball game, it's loud as fuck. Almost to the point where you have to wear like earplugs or eargasms, something like that, because the sound is so fucking loud. Why they have it pumped so loud, I don't know. Maybe they think people get more pumped up and gonna yell louder for the team or whatever. But this prick asked us to fucking quiet down. I'm like, dude, I have not seen my friend here in 3 years. And then his cunt wife turns around and says, "You guys aren't even watching the game. You're not talking about the game." I'm like, "I know the fucking score. Sit your fucking fat ass back around, you cunt." So, long story short, we toned it down. But whenever that cunt wife of his went, "Woohoo!" for like a home run or whatever, or a big play, I was like, "Oh my God! My fucking ears, they're killing me. It's so loud in here." And I could just see her fucking, shaking with fucking anger. I'm like, "Fuck you, cunt, and fuck you, dickhead. What fucking pricks?" I don't want to sound like an old man, but in all the years I've seen baseball games, gone to live events, never has someone asked me to quiet down when I'm talking to my friend when it's already loud as fuck in there. It's not a fucking library. If you don't like the fucking people talking behind you, prickhead, fucking stay home and watch it on TV. But he thought he was all fucking cool after he fucking said his piece to us. And the one and I just wanted to beat the motherfucker in the head or piss on him or pour my beer on his head. But trying to be the bigger person. You got to do that sometimes. But I tell you what, I'm going to play my last Seattle band for now. And this is a rocking band that I discovered back in the 80s. I know a lot of you are thinking, "Oh, wow, it's got to be Queensryche." No. This one's themed to what I wanted to do to this motherfucker that sat in front of me. There's a band called TKO. This is called "I Want to Fight." Guys dug that, which, you know what, it's gonna be music heavy, people. Music heavy. My mind's a clicking with all this music tonight, like, "Oh wow, that's that, that's that, that's that." So I hope you dig it. I'm gonna play you a lot of good stuff tonight. Hopefully you've enjoyed everything thus far. We're only halfway through here. We got a long way to go. But anyway, it was kind of interesting. I'm listening to this TKO, and again, one of the early bands in Seattle that just never really made it. They kind of had a hit with "I Want to Fight." You'd get it on like kind of metal radio here in Texas. Maybe it was bigger in Seattle, which also had Queensryche breaking around that time too. So I really dug them. It was a shame they didn't do more. So Brad Sintel, that's about the only guy's name I knew that was in the band. Once TKO broke up, he went and formed War Babies. Kind of another kind of hard rock band, but kind of interesting. Doing a little research on the guy. It's kind of funny because we played one of the other bands, but Mike McCready from Pearl Jam teamed up with Sintel and did some stuff with them. Did a little blues stuff. And then recently he did something called Angels of Dresden. So I tell you what, why don't we play this Angels of Dresden Doomsday? Kind of curious. I think it's going to have kind of a bluesy vibe. Let's check it out.
It's Doomsday.
Kind of a heavy blues thing, kind of like I thought it was going to be, kind of like I'd read he'd gotten into more of a bluesy vibe. And I want to say War Babies, when he did that, that was bluesier than TKO. TKO was just a meat and potatoes, hard rock kind of metal band. Very cool band, but just, again, didn't really go anywhere. But I think they did a reunion, you know, several years ago, but who knows what kind of traction you'll get with that. I don't think you can go back and say, all right, we're doing a world tour. Everybody's going to say, you know, who's TKO, you know? That said, cool songs, both of them. I did want to bring something up after I played I Wanna Fight. You know, I hadn't done this in a while. John, hit the game show theme. All right, we're going to play a game tonight. This one's hard because this song doesn't really sound like the other song. But I want to say the guitar tone is very similar from the TKO and the band I'm going to play here. So, I tell you what, why don't we, I guess I got to play the song first. So, let's play a song. I'll tell you who it is after we play this little game. Let's do it. Know this one. John, are you ready?
I think so.
What are you, you're not sure? You should know this one.
Can I buy a valve?
John, it's not that game. We've been through this before. We're not buying valves or no clue. The clue is you heard the song.
Can I call a relative?
You can't call a relative. Just guess.
I guess I'm gonna go with Duran Duran Rio.
No, not even close, sir. Not even
you
close.
Suck.
I mean, it was the last time you heard a real hard riff from Duran Duran. Come on.
Hey, fucking rock, motherfucker.
Oh, well, whatever. I do like Duran Duran, but no, wasn't Duran Duran, it was Fast Eddie Clark. And from the soundtrack of one of my favorite horror movies to watch every year, I have to thank my friend Lee for getting me the Letterbox Blu-ray, whatever it was, edition collector's box last year. You got to watch it for Halloween. So it's actually one in the rotation about every year. I love Trick or Treat. It's cheesy as all get out. If you haven't seen it, it's worth the spend in the old Blu-ray player, because I don't think you'll find it online unless you get on like Amazon Prime or something like that. But kind of that whole PMRC thing and backwards masking and resurrecting rock stars that are now demons, and it's cool. It's a lot of fun. And there was a lot of kind of movies like that back in the 80s. All these kind of horror movies with like rock bands and metal bands, because heavy metal's evil. So it's very cool. But anyway, that said, Mr. G, I am thirsty, brother. This comes from my travels in Seattle. We're leaving Seattle after this, I promise you. This comes from Urban Family Brewing Company. It's called Yay Ladybugs. It's a double dry hopped hazy IPA. Figure that. That's so crazy. I can't believe it. Simcoe, Citra, Idaho 7, and Cashmere hops. Let's see what this thing clocks in at. The ABV, drum roll please. 6.7%. All right, let's do this. Wow. Quiet. Oh, John's not in the booth. Thank God. All right, here we go. Let me pour this thing. Maybe I could do the beer segment before he comes out. Oh shit, I started to throw a request. Alright, here we go. Here we go. Guys, just give it a second.
What the fuck?
Dude, you were taking a shit or something up there.
I was taking a shit, of course.
Why so snappy?
It's bullshit. You know that I look forward to this every show.
Dude, get over it. You missed one. I missed your theme music.
It's me. Fuck you.
Wow. He's not in a good mood lately, as you guys know. So anyway, let's get to the beer of the show. This one's called Yay Ladybugs, like I said. And it's got a very cool little label. I hadn't seen a cool, fun label in a while. It's got ladybugs and a VW bug. But ladybugs all over this fucking thing. I thought it was going to be something like the ladybugs with the Rodney Dangerfield movie years ago. But no, this is actual ladybugs. They're all over the can. So the can gets the 4. I love it. It's fun. All right, let's look at this beer. I got to say, I've been to Urban Family before. It's been 4 years. And they were one of my favorite breweries when I was out there 4 years ago. But this time when we went, only had time for one. Because the girlfriend and I got there late. Because we had had dinner with the wino. And then we had to go to a place called Ballard. That's a suburb of Seattle. But dude, like the mecca of breweries in Seattle. I think there's like 28 per capita out there. It's crazy. But Urban Family was one of those ones where I was like, fuck, dude, I love their beer. So it was high on the agenda. So the beer I had there the other night was good, great, maybe not. But this one looks amazing. Like orange pineapple juice in a glass. And the aromas, I've got it away from my nose a bit. And it smells great. So yeah, real citrusy, some pineapple notes, I would say. There's a little head on there, a little lacing sticking to the glass, not a lot. But I tell you what, let me jump into it, clink myself. Oh, that's nice, really nice. really citrusy. I was hoping creamy. I was almost getting a creamy vibe, but by the look and smell, but not really in the taste. Taste is a little watery. There's a bitter finish, like a grapefruit peel finish. Not bad, but I'm not a four. Not a four. Let's play a song. This is a band I don't know, but they partnered up with a band I do know called Sleep Theory. Only heard a few songs from Sleep Theory, but I like what I've heard. I need to check out more. But I guess it's billed as Nevertail in Sleep Theory. It's called Break the Silence. Kind of got a rappy thing and gets kind of heavy and melodic. I like this. Let's check it out.
So locked up in my head, but I ain't talking. Stalling. My life been on repeat, look what I'm causing. Funny how I'm painting the picture. Keeping up the peace like I've been holding the trigger. Holding on to words, but they keep making me sicker. Instead of fixing problems, only making them bigger. So what's it gonna take if the damn breaks? We can't keep it in place with the floodgates. Try to keep it inside just to save face, but it's a bit too late. If I could break the silence and throw it away, cut you down to pieces with all I could say, and leave you lost with nothing. Whatever it takes just to win this. If I could break the silence.
Good job, Dad. Never tell the Sleep Theory. Break the silence. I like the vibe. It's kind of got that newer vibe with the stuff I like, the post-grunge stuff. Very cool. I don't like the rapping so much, but I don't mind it in this song. And I want to say a lot of that rapping, rap and rock have been around a long time, but this style, I want to say, was made popular probably by Linkin Park. And that's a band I can't listen to anymore. I don't like them, man. They got overplayed so much in that new metal, or whatever, I don't even know what you want to call them. I guess kind of new metal, because they came out with a bunch of new metal bands, but they broke with some very cool tunes at the time, but then just got played to death on the radio, to the point where I cringe when I hear their music now. I heard they have a new singer. I don't know anything, and it's a chick. I don't know, maybe we could play something. But after Chester Bennington died, they got this chick. And I was like, how could a chick go in there and do the songs like Chester did? Again, not a fan. Not a fan. I was, but it faded. And I'd be curious for how many people out there that, you know, a band gets played to death. You like them initially, but once they get played to death, you can't listen to them anymore without cringing. I mean, Guns N' Roses is that band for me. Can't stand them anymore. Can't stand Linkin Park anymore. But then there's these bands like AC/DC or ZZ Top, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden. These bands that are played, some of the songs are played to death. I would say AC/DC being that, probably that band with, say, You Shook Me All Night Long, played to death. But I still like it. Don't want to hear it every day, no. And I don't hear it as much as I used to, so maybe I should give this band a chance again. I don't know. Real quick, before we jump into a couple more topics, let's play some new Linkin Park and see what we think. The jury's out.
Inside, I'm stuck here staring out.
part up from the bottom. I'm still not sold. I don't know if you guys are. I have friends that are like, oh my God, dude, it's so great. I'm like, I don't know. And that's the first time I've heard him with the chick. I want to say she won one of these game shows, like American Idol or something like that. Or was a contestant, like The Voice or something like that. I don't know. I don't really care because I didn't like the song. I think it's just weak. It's not good. In my opinion. Hey, you may love it. You may want to jerk off to it. I don't know. But I don't. I don't. So I have a great story for you guys. Well, it's not really that great. It wasn't great at the time that it was happening. I got an Uber. We all Uber now. And hey, we're responsible adults. You know, we drink and, you know, we're going to go to a show and or whatever we're going to do. We're going to party, so we Uber. And some Ubers are getting fucking outrageous. I said I was leaving Seattle, but I'm not leaving that yet. God, the Ubers there were fucking crazy expensive. But I get it, kind of, because the gas prices there are double what I pay in taxes. I was telling the wife, I was like, hey, gas is high here. He goes, well, what do you pay? So they're paying $5 a gallon. I pay $2.50. He goes, oh my God, fuck me. Are you kidding me? He's like, I'm not kidding you. I'm being serious. I got a witness here. And I asked my girl. I say, hey, back me up. No, it wasn't like that, but you know what I'm saying. So anyway, I'm in an Uber in Canada. So like I said, there's been so much going on, and I'm going to try to finish up tonight with a show I saw. But before we even get there, let's talk about this. So my buddy and I were brewery hopping. So we went out, did a golf tournament thing, and we wanted to go to this brewery called The Establishment in Calgary. So if you're in Calgary and you love good beer, The Establishment Brewing Company is a really solid choice. They do great beers. And they had some new ones out that day. And so we're like, yeah, man, we got to go there. We'll go there. So we get there. We're fine. And then we're going to go into town because I want to see the Cowboy game. First game of the season. Thursday night football. I'm ready for my disappointment already. I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen every year. So we get this Uber. And the dude smells so fucking bad. I mean, the body odor's like onions that have been sitting in a trash can for like 5 days in 100 degree weather. That bad. And it got so bad, he's driving. He had to roll the window down. And my buddy looks at me and goes, you think he thought we stunk? I said, no, I don't think he could take it. So then he rolls up the window and turns on the air conditioner. Because, you know, Calgary this time of year, it's a fucking, the weather's beautiful. It's like low 80s, high 70s, and stuff like that. And it's, I mean, it's perfect weather. So you can roll the windows down, you're fine. But it got stuffy and stinky, really bad stinky. And then he turns on the air conditioner and rolls up the window and smells like fucking vomit. It smells like somebody puked in the air vents in the front of his car. So I talked to a friend of mine that was like, dude, I got so fucked up, I almost puked in my Uber. So is that what happened? I don't know. I mean, what do you do? I mean, do you like write a complaint and say, hey, the dude's got massive fucking BO problems. And oh yeah, if he turns on the AC, beware of the puke smell. Because I tell you what, when it gets cold in Calgary, and it's like in the 30s and something like that, you imagine smelling hot vomit coming out of the vents of this car? Fuck. I don't know. I'm enraged. So when I get enraged, I like to play Rage. This one's called Innovation. It rocks. Let's do it.
Some sense.
I gotta say, I think Rage is getting better with age. Maybe not better, but they're maintaining with age. That song, the last few songs I've heard from them have just been fucking awesome, man. Just good, really good rockers. PB still sounds great. Great band. I like Rage. Hope you guys like them too. Hopefully they're on tour. Not in the U.S., unfortunately, but in Europe. If you're in Europe and you're listening, you need to check them out. I saw them in a small club. Had a Brothers in Metal moment in this club. It was fucking awesome. And they killed. They put on a great show. I need to talk to PB again. It's been many moons since Ragman interviewed PB. Great guy. Super nice guy. That said, my brother, before I jump into the last topic here, turned me on to something interesting. So, my brother's really cool about sending me stuff that he thinks I'll like or maybe want to comment about on the show. And we still have to do our Kiss show at some point. And we will. But tonight he sent me a couple of like YouTube things. One of them was Steven Seagal's cover of Number of the Beast. So if you're not familiar with Steven Seagal's, they're kind of like a bluegrass band. They do like metal covers. It's a goof. It's their niche. It's their thing. Whatever. I'm not a huge fan. I think Genghis kind of liked them because they were kind of clicky several years ago with some stuff they were doing. And some of it comes off okay, but this Number of the Beast cover was not on. And my brother was even like, I didn't like it. I just thought, you know, you might want to hear it. It's like, okay, fair enough. So he sends me this other thing. It's a band called Royal Republic. And they did a cover of the Bee Gees' Stayin' Alive. And, you know, I'm not really into, like, the cover thing anymore. Unless you're going to mix it up. I love a good mix-up, and with pop or disco or whatever, if you mix up a song and make it rock or metal, I'm in. I don't want to hear a band trying to sound like the Scorpions or like Iron Maiden or anything like that. I want diversity. That's the big thing about a cover. If you do a cover, make it your own. You're paying homage to this band. You don't have to make a recreation of what they did and try to sound exactly like they did. At some point, you kind of wonder or think if it's even a good idea for like a hard rock or heavy metal band to do a cover. Because a lot of the time they're going to be like, oh, gotta do it like they did it. But, I mean, why buy that? So I heard this guy saying like, you know, Rob Halford or Bruce Dickinson? No. I've heard them. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then next. I love Primal Fear, but Ralph sounds a little bit like Halford. So if they do a Priest cover, it's going to sound like Priest for the most part. So why do I want to move on? I'll listen to Priest. I love that song. Whatever they did, you know? So this one's fun. I hope you dig it. I thought it was a lot of fun. And the video is awesome. I know nothing about Royal Republic, but they're wearing like black metal makeup singing Stayin' Alive. The video is fucking awesome. And then they got this whole 80s theme. So check this out. If you like the song, check out the video because the video is fucking hilarious. Let's do it.
Use my walk, I'm a woman.
I really dig it. So I hope you guys do. Again, check out the video if you get a chance. So real quick, before I sign off tonight, I'm going to talk about a show I saw. And it's one of those shows that I was not intending on attending. Neither band did much for me. I've seen one of the bands from, like, kind of the beginning when they were playing clubs here and then exploded and then got super commercial. And actually, I played a newer song from them a while back on the show. And they're still good. They just kind of fell off the radar. You know what I mean? So, I'm talking about Shinedown and Bush. And I was never a big Bush guy. In music, that is. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. You know, Ragman likes his Bush, but the band, I don't know. They're okay. Yeah, so they had that song in the Fear soundtrack called Machine Head, which I thought that riff was really cool and cool song. But other than that, I never really got into them. It's my first time to ever see the band. And I was like, okay, you know, it's a free ticket, right? My buddy, his wife couldn't go. So he's like, hey, you wanna see Bush and Shinedown? I'm like, well, I like Shinedown. I'm not the biggest Bush guy, but yeah, why not? Let's go check it out. So we go to the show, and first we pregame, a little brewery action, like I normally like to do. And then Bush comes on, and I'm like, wow, they were actually really good live. They came out and just did a killer set, and actually I liked some of their new songs. So I'm going to play a new song from them. This one's called I Beat Loneliness, and this is one that stuck out to me, and it was one I filmed on my phone, and I was like, I want to remember what this is. So I looked up Setlist FM, I'm like, which song? There it is. And then I found it, I'm like, fuck yeah. So not a bad song. Let me know what you think. Let's do it. Lil Bush. Cool song, man. I actually was listening to a couple of the songs before I played that one. I'm like, damn, it's not a bad record. I might actually check the whole thing out. There was another song called Scars I dug. And again, live, they were good. It was kind of an interesting thing. We had like, I guess old school, lower prom. We were on the floor, but we're like the first couple rows in the balcony. In this stadium where the Rockets play, so basketball stadium. I'm like, damn, is Shinedown really that big where they can play the Toyota Center? I mean, the house was 3/4 full, maybe. And they hit with all this commercial stuff with these pop radio stations and stuff like that. So, you know, whatever. You know, good for them. I actually met them couple years ago, or the singer guy and the guitar player, and really nice guys. But it was funny because I saw them in small club when the singer had long hair, and they were kind of like, I don't know, they look more rock. Now they're like all polished up with the slick back hair and the short hair and all that stuff. But I mean, they still rock. They still put on a good show. My only complaint is it half the show turned into a PSA. I mean, they were talking way too much. And I get it. They're talking about suicide and other stuff that's, I mean, causes to talk about, but not at a rock concert. I don't need a PSA. I think these bands think, well, we've got the stage. We can go up there and tell people what we care about. That's fine. Don't do it at your concert. Do it on social media. Do a PSA commercial for TV or YouTube or something. But don't take away, you know, four or five songs by talking. I don't need that. And the worst part of Shinedown, and this was a red flag, before the show even started, they had TV Man come out. Some dipshit in a suit with a fucking TV on his head. I mean, leave out the shtick. Leave out the bullshit. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to be here now. Because I saw TV Man. I don't know. Maybe it's a pop thing. And maybe they embrace some of the pop stuff a lot more than what I think they do. Because I like their rocking stuff. I like their ballads too. But I don't know. I haven't been a fan in a long time to where I check out everything they do. I would say the last year or so, they put out some songs. I'm like, wow, that's actually pretty cool. So I'm going to play one right now. And it's kind of funny. It sounds like Def Leppard. It really does. And I guess the bridge they crossed into this pop element to get people like, oh, wow, it's a little ballad thing and it's soft and the guy's got a great voice and stuff like that. So I tell you what, this one's called 3-6-5.
There's a hurricane and it's on the way. Been sitting around this house for days. I'm in here waiting on the flood. Been hanging out and holding on to every word.
Shinedown 365. We're not going to do the game show again. We've done it once tonight. That's getting late. You're like, Ragman, you've been going on for an hour or so. I know. I had a lot to talk about. I got more. But hey, we're at the end. But that song, the riff, the guitar, the tone, sounded like Hysteria from Def Leppard. In my opinion. I'm not going to play Hysteria. It's too late in the show. Who wants to be depressed? But anyway, got a huge week ahead of me. Three shows in a week. Doing a roadie to Dallas to see the story so far at Neck Deep. Tuesday, after I drive back from Dallas in the Woodlands, it's like north of Houston, I've got A Day to Remember, Yellow Card, and State Champs in Boundaries. And then, 3 days later, I've got Bring Me the Horizon, Motionless in White, and The Plot in You. Holy shit. So, you're hearing this show the week that this is going on. So, we missed a show last week. I should be able to do one after my concert week. I'll do my best. I might actually do like a half show between the two. Just to kind of tell you how the first two shows went. And me and the girl going out to Dallas, going to hit some breweries. And going to see some rock and roll. And hopefully see my friend Lee. Anyway, guys, I want to thank you for listening every week. I want to thank you for your comments when you send them. And I want to give you one big hoes up.